Hi, Amy.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Congratulations on the win tonight. Quite a game.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a good one.
What a crazy game tonight, as far as, goal scoring and penalty minutes on both sides and whatnot. Talk to me a little bit about just the atmosphere there tonight and what tonight's game was like, especially with Canada making a late push there towards the end. And what
Yeah.
it's like playing in that storied rivalry, Team USA and Canada
Yeah.
always really bring the goods.
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool. There was a good amount of fans here, so it was loud, and obviously the rivalry, I've never really been a part of it before in international stuff, so it was cool to experience that. And obviously a lot of goals, 7-5 win, and they came back late, and I think it was a couple on the power play, so we regrouped and gave a push back and got a big goal by Hughes, Quinn Hughes there. So, yeah, it was a fun game to play in.
Excellent. What have you really been sensing from Team Canada even tonight? What were the biggest challenges that they were presenting for you guys out on the ice?
I think they were just fast through the neutral zone, a lot of skill, just a lot of good, smart hockey players. So, just skill, and I think we matched that pretty well.
You're playing centering a line tonight with Kolkoski and Noah Cates. What's that been like for you having them as some lineys?
Yeah, it's been great. I obviously knew Noah from Flyers development camp, so I got to know him, and I got to know Cole too. So they're both good dudes and good hockey players. So, just good guys to have in your line and good guys to have off the ice too.
I know it's still early in this event, but what has your experience there been like so far in Kamloops and just being with
Yeah.
USA Hockey and going through this whole process?
Yeah, it's been really cool. There's a lot of good people, a lot of good teammates, and everybody's here and honored to be here and honored to throw on the USA sweater, and I know I am. It's been a blast, and it's cool. I've never been out to British Columbia, so that's great too, and it's been a blast.
You touched on something I wanted to be sure to ask you about what it just means for you to be at this event, be at this camp and wearing that
Yeah.
USA sweater. What does that, for you as a hockey player, what does that really mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it means everything to represent your country with whatever, 24 other guys. Obviously, there's 42 or whatever here, but 24 guys in your team. It's an honor for me, and it's something that I'll remember my whole life. And hopefully, we'll have more USA Hockey events in the future. But yeah, it's awesome. It's a blessing.
I know it's just the end of July, but obviously, for us, we kind of view this as sort of the kickoff to the next season of hockey, and it means that,
Yeah.
we're already thinking about World Juniors. What are your personal goals for this event this week as far as what you want to display to USA coaches and management about what it is that you could bring to a World Junior roster?
I think just being all around good kid, good player. I think just with my on ice stuff, just use my skill and my speed and hockey sense with this to make plays over the ice, but off the ice too. Just be a well-rounded, good kid, good positive kid, and just bring that to the locker room. And obviously, it's my first time here at the camp, so just try to soak it all in and have some fun.
Excellent. How much do you think, you were so positive and really seemed to be doing the same thing in Voorhees for development camp earlier this month, soaking everything in. How much do you think that experience spending that week with the Flyers staff
Yeah.
has helped prepare you for an event like this?
Yeah, I think it's huge, especially for me coming from prep school. It's just not a lot of exposure, I guess, not a lot of exposure to bigger, stronger players and the professionalism, that type of thing. So I guess I'm kind of getting my feet wet with that and just trying to learn and like I said, stay positive and just work hard and have fun. So in Philly really, really did help a lot.